is a strong, mighty tower. Reaching high, filled with love and power. Solid it stands eternally. God's salvation. For you and me, Jesus, oh what a name, Jesus, is more than just a name. Sin had me bound, but now I am free. Faith in this name gave me victory. Praising Jesus who died for me. Just breathe out Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus is more than just a name. King of kings, of thee I sing. Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to look at the Word of God for a moment. We'll start with the 11th chapter of Hebrews. Amen. Is everybody happy today? 11th chapter, beginning of verse 1, I want to read these words. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Everybody say substance.
Substance.
Amen. And I want to go to the book of Luke. Amen. The 6th chapter of Luke. Praise God. Luke, the 6th chapter, and we read about some people in a parable that Jesus taught. Amen. I want to start at verse number 46 in the 6th chapter of Luke. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them. In other words, whoever comes to me and hears what I say and obeys me, or does what I say to do, I'll show you what this person is like. He's like a man that built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. You may be seated. Amen. Foundations. Everything has to have something to base itself on in life. Anything that there is that we can think about, in order for it to exist, there has to be some substance somewhere. There has to be something. And as I read in Hebrews, the word says that faith is the substance. Now that's very difficult for a human mortal brain to grasp, because we base so many things on what we see, what we feel. And sometimes we base things wrong because what we see and what we feel is actually a result of a base that's already there. If we try to build on a foundation of our lives on a foundation of what I think, what I believe, how I perceive, we may miss something that's very needful, and that's the essential building blocks for being able to build. Because what I see, what I think I know, comes from a brain in a human body that hasn't been here very long. Now, we all talk about our birthday when it gets to be birthday time. Some of us celebrate, some of us don't look forward to it at all. But we base our age on our date of birth. There is a time when we started out our existence in this life, when we said, "Ah," for the first time. The little pat on the back that started us up. And for some of us, we just go back just a few years. In fact, for some of us, just a short amount of time. Others of us, some years have gone by. You know, 50 years plus. But no matter which way we look at it, whether we be a child or a middle-aged person, life is short. And all the things we gain in our lives, all the knowledge, everything that we think that we know and we've learned from all of our experience, if we base everything that there is on that, we may miss some very essential things that are very important, such as, how do you suppose If you opened an algebra book and you saw all the equations and the numbers and the theories, the x times y equals yx over z times q. If you saw all these numbers and multiply this and divide this and take this from this and add this to that, it wouldn't make a bit of sense, would it, if you didn't have a base to base it on. There had to be a time somewhere in order for somebody to work out an algebra equation, there had to be a time somewhere that somebody discovered the number one. And we go from there. Praise the Lord, everybody. Still here? You wouldn't be able to count to 10 if you didn't know one. There has to be something to base everything on. In order for us to be able to use computers, internet, credit cards, banks, go to the moon. Amen. Balance our checkbook. In order to do all of that, there had to be first a number one. If there was no number one, there wouldn't be any computers. There wouldn't be any airplanes. There wouldn't be any automobiles. If there was no number one, there would be nothing that we know of hardly at all in existence today if there was not a number one. You can't base everything on number two, and you can't base everything on number three. But you start with number one, and when you add to that, then you come up with another number. But if it were not for a one, you couldn't have another number. I don't think I'm teaching anybody anything new. I'm just trying to bring us somewhere to let you know that there is a substance that everything is based on. And we don't base the substance upon ourselves. You don't make the internet work by owning a computer. And you don't make computers work by understanding internet. But there has to be something out there somewhere that causes us to be able to sit down with a mouse and a keyboard and a monitor and a computer to be able to click and point and paste and cut and browse. There has to be something that all of this is based on. And it's the number one. None of it would exist if there hadn't been one. And I'm going somewhere with this. I'm going to tell you something, folks. There is one Lord. One faith. One baptism. One mediator between God and man. One plan of salvation. One way to get saved. One way to be baptized. Hallelujah. And there's nothing we can do to make ourselves a Christian if we don't grab a hold of the true foundation, the substance, that which we can build upon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Nobody in the world would be able to read today if there had not been a. There wouldn't be a B without an A. You got to have an A before you get a B. Oh, this is deep. And it really is deep. You've got to have substance before you have a world. You've got to have foundation before you see a star. There has to be something there before you breathe air. There has to be something. Praise God. You don't make the universe by having an earth. Hallelujah. You don't fling the stars in space just because you know how to stand up. Praise God. But you stand up because something is holding everything together with one might of one's power. Everything based on one. Hallelujah. That's why we need to ditch the three system and go back to one. You can't base the work of God on three deities or three co-equal deities. And I know a lot of people are sincere and they're trying and they're really working diligently at trying to live for God with no comprehension of what I'm talking about when I say this. Because in the Christian realm, most everybody believes what everybody believes. Hallelujah. And when you find somebody that dares to go back to one, they think that they're crazy. But sometimes you have to go back to one. Praise God. Sometimes you have to go back to the foundation. Sometimes you have to go back to your ABCs. In fact, forget B and C and just go back to A. Sometimes you have to go back to the very beginning of your existence. Sometimes we have to go back to the altar and say, I need what I had that started me out. I need my foundation to be firm, and I need to stand, and I need to hold on to something that I know is there that I could not make it without. Hallelujah. And that's why it's good sometimes just to drop everything and go back and get on those knees and say, I'm talking to God. I know that this God I'm serving is the base of everything that I can do or say or know. No matter what it is I want, I've got to go to God because in Him there is salvation. In God there is help for every need. In my God there's an answer for every equation. There's only one God, but if it were not for that one God, there would be nothing in my life. I would not be able to exist. I would not be able to think. I would not be able to move, but in Him we live, we move, we have our being. I praise God for one God. Hallelujah. One God that I can go back to and start me out on my one way. Hallelujah. His way. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. But you don't start with B, and you don't start with C. But if it were not for A, B, C, D, E, F, G, you would not have words. Hallelujah. All the words are based on an alphabet. But all the alphabet is there because there was a beginning of the alphabet. Hallelujah. All the equations, all the numbers, all the engineering always goes back to one. All the words in the English language go back to A. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Won't do you any good to have a Z if you don't have an A. Won't do you any good to have a 500 if you don't have a 1. Praise God. All music is based on a scale. You hear people play great symphonies, big orchestras. People dedicate their whole life to studying and practicing and being able to perform well and skillfully. But there would be no performance. There would be no music. There would be no symphonies There would be no popular music. There would be no rock and roll. There would be nothing that we can call music if there were not dough. You don't start with re, you don't start with mi, so, fa, la, ti. And all this is a scale. Do, re, mi. If you learn that much, if you got a do, and you can add a re and a mi, you can sing, "Oh, how I love Jesus." Watch this. Do, re, mi, mi, re, do. As long as I can go back to do, I can have some fun with re and mi. Do, re, mi. Re, mi, re, mi, re, mi. Mi, re, mi, re, mi, re. Now this is incomplete unless I go back to here sometimes. Mi, re, re, mi. Mi, re, mi, re, mi, mi, mi. Mi, re, mi, re, mi, re. Don't you want me to go back here? Mi. Watch this. Mi, re, do. There's something about going back to your foundation in everything we do. I don't care how far out you go. I don't care how complicated the song. I don't care how deep the mathematic equation. I don't care what it is you're trying to accomplish. We've got to go back to our foundation sometimes. Hallelujah. Once you get a good grasp on your foundation, you can go a little further. Do, re, mi, fa, so, fa, mi, re, do. Five notes. Now I can sing, "Oh, how I love Jesus." I'll start with mi. Mi, mi, re, mi, do, do. Re, re, do, re, mi, so, fa, mi, mi, re, mi, do, 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 re, mi, fa, mi, re. Now, I'm not going to end it there. We end it on the foundation. Re, mi, fa, mi, re. Let me try ending it on so. Mi, re, fa, mi, re, so. No, that's not going to work. 'Cause he first loved me. That didn't work. 'Cause he first loved me. Nice good harmony, but that's not the foundation. 'Cause he first loved me. Don't get hung up on number two. Hallelujah. Now, doesn't this seem to resolve everything when you say, "Because he first loved me"? See the foundation there? See the substance? Everything that you can think of in life has to have a substance. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. I don't care what it is you're hoping for, you've got to have some faith. We got to have some faith. Praise God. If I don't know how I'm going to get to there from here, let me go back to my faith. Let me go back to believing in my God. He's one God. He's one mighty God. He's the everlasting Father. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the first and the last, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. There's only one way to God: repentance, baptism in Jesus' name, and the Holy Ghost. And there's only one way to get results from God. Have faith. Let's have some faith.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Let's have some faith. Well, I call you me Lord, Lord. And do not the things which I say. Hallelujah. Why call you me number one? And don't base what you do on what you call me. Father, look to me as your foundation and then refuse to stand on it. Hallelujah. Why call me Lord? That means that I am in charge, that you listen to me, that you obey my word, that you do what I tell you to do, you go where I say to go, and you base everything on the fact that I am your Lord. So why do you call me that and then you won't do what I say? That's like taking a bunch of numbers and not using them to try to work out a mathematical equation. Hallelujah. That's like taking a bunch of words and not having an alphabet. Hallelujah. Trying to sing a song without a scale. Trying to live in a world without any earth. Why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will liken him to a person which built a house, dig deep, laid the foundation. Now, what's he talking about here? He's giving us the same lesson I'm trying to give this morning. If a person, no matter who you are, will go to Jesus and listen to him and do what he says, he's like a person that wants to build a house, and he digs deep and lays the foundation on a rock. Amen. Well, now, we don't need to focus in on the house here. Praise God. The house is important, but it wouldn't be there if it didn't have this deep digging and a rock underneath it. Hallelujah. There has to be some substance. It's going to be nice to have the big house, but first we've got to have some dirt dug up. And we're going to have to find something down there that the house can stand upon. That's why you can go into some places and people want so desperately. They bought this big plot of land and they want so desperately to build a building there. And the city engineers, the people in charge, and the people that know some things, and the people that have the history of the property, and they know the landscape, and they know what it's all about, and they know what's underneath the surface, will come out and say, I'm sorry, you cannot build upon this land. But I paid so much money. Well, I'm sorry, but you cannot build upon this land. But what about all the money I paid? Well, you should have checked some things out. That's why you got such a bargain on it, because the people before you couldn't build upon this land. Why can't I build upon this land? Because there's nothing to support a building. There's nothing to support a building here. If you build upon this land, your building will crumble. If you try to build a building, if you try to build a motel here, it could cause hundreds of people to die as it collapses, because there's nothing there to base things on. Hallelujah. Likewise, if you try to build a Christian life on anything beyond one God, one Lord, one faith, there's going to be a time when you're going to wish you'd have gone back to one. Hallelujah. Because you and all those you may persuade are going to come crashing down, because you can't build on any other foundation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why call you me Lord, and you don't do what I say? If you call me Lord, let me be your Lord, then you'll be like a man that built a house and dug deep, laid the foundation on the rock. When the flood arose, the stream beat strongly upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. Hallelujah. You want to build your life and have it so strong that nothing can shake it? Build it upon a rock. Not two rocks. Not three rocks. The rock. The rock of ages. the rock hewn out of the mountain, the solid rock. Hallelujah. The rock of ages. The rock that has always been there. The rock that will support the church of the living God. The rock that will carry you through your life and give you something to stand upon and to go to and to hold to. Hallelujah. But he that heareth and doeth not, he that listens to me but won't do what he hears, calling me Lord and not doing what I say, is like a man without a foundation that built a house upon the earth. Don't build a house upon the earth. Make sure that you got a rock. We are earth. And anything we can think of, anything we can try, anything we can do, anything that we think we're capable of, is only a re, mi, fa, so. We need do. Whatever we think we can do, whatever we think we know, based upon our own knowledge and our own ability, is no more than a B, C, D, E, F, G without an A. We got to have A. Hallelujah. We got to have A. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Any type of healing we need, any type of salvation we think we've got to have, but we know that we must have when we read the Word of God, to try to be saved, to try to live for God any other way, without the one God. Amen. It's to live without a base. It's to live your life without something to hold on to, without something to stand upon. Praise God. Everybody needs to believe in one God, one Lord, one faith, one gospel delivered once to the saints. Hallelujah. One foundation. Amen. Hallelujah. But you see, humanity has said, well, one God's not enough. If God, before there was anything else, was not enough, then how did everything else get here? In the beginning, God's created. God's plural created the heaven. Is that what Genesis tells us? In the beginning, three persons in the Godhead created. Well, there had to be, according to the non-foundational teachings, three persons there, because they are co-equal. Co-existent, co-eternal. And so the Bible, because of that base, starts off wrong. Because the entire Christian community, it seems, has based everything about the Word of God and about salvation on the fact that in the beginning, God's created the heaven and the earth. Because if that's not true, then all the teaching about the Trinity is not true. And if the teaching about the Trinity were not true, that would mean that millions of people are building on a foundation without a God. God is there, but He's not their God. Because He says, I'll have no other God beside me. I'm the only one you can serve. I am your God. There is no other God beside me. There is no Savior. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Amen. There was nobody else. He consulted with Himself. But our philosophies, humanity's philosophy, says there had to be two others because we believe it this way. That's taking it back. That's like trying to build a house from the top down. try to make the number system work by starting off with 10 million and count down to wherever the foundation might be. So we start off over here, Matthew 28:19, and misunderstand and try to use that as some kind of a base to back up our theory. Look, we cannot build our lives based on a theory. When it comes to eternal salvation, we need something solid to hold on to. We need to know who it is that we believe in. And we need to look at the examples of what happened to people when they tried to trust in any other God. Or any other understanding about God. All through the Word of God, God saw that and He destroyed them for it. He said, you remind your children, wake them up every morning. You tell them, write it before them to see it over and over. Remind them over and over every day. There is one Lord and Him only shall you serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's only one. You base your life on this one God. And all the other things you need will be there. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, not gods. That's number one, not number two, not number three. Who did John see when he was in the Spirit on the Lord's day? Who did he hear? He said, I heard a voice. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. I heard a voice. I heard a voice saying, I'm Alpha and Omega. That's the first and last of an alphabet. Amen. I am A and Z in our way of looking at it. I heard a voice saying, I'm A and Z. I'm the first and the last. I heard a voice saying, I am the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. He didn't say, I heard three voices. I didn't hear two voices. I heard a voice. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. I heard a voice saying, I am Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the end. I am the first and the last. Well, where's number two? See, because if our way of trying to make the Godhead work, I'm talking our, when I try to fit myself into the human race of Christianity, of what all my friends just about believe, and all the people that I work with on the internet, and almost everybody that hates me, that calls themselves a Christian, what they want to base things on, they should rewrite the Bible so that it would fit our foundation. They need to build the ground again to fit our house that we're building. It should read, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And I heard some voices. A lot of people hearing voices today. I heard some voices saying, we are Alpha and Omega. Because everybody knows there are three co-equal, co-eternal, coexistence, always been, always shall be three. No. We need to go back and just look at the Word and let it be true, no matter how it shatters what we built on. Tear your house down and build on a true foundation. Tear up your philosophy and go back to the Word of God. Destroy your base and go back to the solid substance. Have faith in the one God, the Word of God. And no matter how you don't understand it, let God's Word be true. Every man be a liar. There is one Lord. There is one faith. There is one baptism. What about all these people that have been baptized using Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? Didn't Jesus say, do it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost? He certainly did. But there's only one name. Right. Hallelujah. And to say, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and put a person under the water and bring them up, is a lie. Now, wait a minute. Don't turn me off. Listen to what I'm saying. When you say, I now baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, and you put them under the water and you bring them out, where was the name? Listen to the words. We're following these teachings, the human people, the religious people. We're following these teachings, listen to it, and thinking we're saved. Because we were sincere. If sincerity was the base for eternal life, then we'd have a whole lot more of us go to heaven. Sincere is not the base. It's somewhere in the so fa mi re area. Amen. The base has to be the truth. But everybody believes it this other way. Is that your base? That's somewhere in the XY area. Got to go back to A. Hallelujah. Almost all my friends believe it this other way. There is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way to count. You got to count starting with one. There is no other way to read. You got to read including your A. You leave A out of the alphabet, you're going to have a whole lot of problems with the dictionary. Praise God. You leave one out of the number system, you're going to have a whole lot of problems with calculation. See, we don't have that many numbers. You end up with zero. Don't have that many numbers. When you say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, you run out. Then what's next? 1. Then you add a zero to it. Amen. But everything from 1 forward has to come back to 1 for the forward to be there. And everything from here forward has to go back to the one God, the one Lord, the one faith, the one baptism. Hallelujah. So all these people saying it's okay to be baptized using the titles. What do you base that on? Well, Jesus said, baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Right. He didn't say baptize in the titles, did he? See, we baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. When we do this, we do it in the name. Hallelujah. So did Peter. He commanded it, Acts 2:38. Matthew, the man that was inspired and told by Jesus Christ, put this in the Bible. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Was standing there with Peter and the other disciples and the others in the upper room when Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus. Now, to listen to a lot of my friends, Peter missed it there. He left out two omnipresent, coexistent, co-eternal deities. They need to rewrite the Bible. Because based on the way we see it, and based on the way I've always believed it, and based on the way that my preacher taught me, and based on the fact that all my friends see it this way, I cannot accept what Peter preached. Maybe you need to go to first base. Maybe you stole a base. You might be able to get away with stealing a base in baseball, but you don't get away with it when it comes to God. There is no three bases with God. It's just God and God only. God's Word. God's Word is God. God is His Word. God's Word is God. God's Word became flesh, dwelt among us. John and the other disciples beheld His glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. We have handled Him. We have seen Him. We have known Him. He was not a second God. He was the first. He was the last. He was that which was and is to come. The Almighty. He's the one the prophet wrote about, saying, "Thou shalt call His name. Thou shalt call Him Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Who are we talking about, Isaiah? "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon His shoulder, and His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God." Not the second Mighty God, but the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. Who is Isaiah talking about? A son that's given will be called the Everlasting Father. "But I don't believe it like that." Well, then destroy your belief and go back to the Everlasting Father and find out the power that's in Jesus' name and the power that's in one God and one truth and one Lord. And then if you call Him Lord, do what He tells you to do. Amen. Because if you don't get baptized in Jesus' name, you call Him Lord. I mean, I hear so many people say, "Jesus is Lord." It seems it's almost difficult for me to say it sometimes. Yeah, it has that little sissy ring to it. He is Lord. And I want to say it, but I refrain sometimes on my broadcasting. I refrain simply because I don't want to fit in with this sissy. Mind somewhere up in the clouds, brainwashed, listening to tapes to keep trying to convince themselves that they're right because somebody else believes it this way. Turn on the television, turn on the radio and listen to them say it over and over. "Jesus Christ is Lord." Say, "He is Lord. He is Lord. Yes, Jesus is Lord." And they say that. And then they talk about three lords. Well, if Jesus Christ is Lord, number one's not Lord, and number three's not Lord. If Jesus is number two. But if Jesus is Lord, He is number one. Hallelujah. And you can't call number two Lord. Because there's only one Lord. That's what the Bible says. Is that not Bible? There is one Lord. If Jesus is Lord, brothers and sisters on the internet, in radio land, in TV land, wherever you are, if Jesus Christ is Lord, He's number one. And number two, and number three, He is Alpha and Omega. He is beginning, He is ending, and anything you do, whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of Jesus, because Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. You call me Lord. You call me Lord. Then why don't you build on this foundation? Do what I say. Don't be like the foolish man that built his house on the sand. And when the flood came and when the wind blew, the house came tumbling down. Call me Lord and build on the fact that I am your Lord. Hallelujah. Let's stand and praise Him today. Let's stand and praise Him today. Hallelujah. 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 Doe a deer, a female deer. Y'all know that tune? Let's sing it with Do Re Mi. Do, re, mi, do, mi, re, mi, mi, do, mi, re, mi, fa. Come on, you can learn this. Look, here's the scale. Yeah, sure you can. You don't, look. There's only do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. There's only seven letters. Now, all music, I don't care what style it is, I don't care how complicated it is, has a do and six additional things based on do. And then you're back to do. And all minors and all fancy chords and all guitar playing and all pianos and organs and trumpets and violins and cellos and everything you can think of that you ever have heard or know about would not be there and would not be playing, and nobody would be there to play them because they couldn't exist. And there would be no orchestra conductors. There would be no music teachers. There would be no CDs. There would be no tapes, no records, no recording artist on the face of the earth if it were not for do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. That's it. And I'm looking at a group of people here that cannot even sing a song using just those seven letters, those seven syllables. But yet you do sing them because you're not really conscious of the fact they're there when you sing. Now, when you sing, "Oh, how I love Jesus," you don't say, "Me, me, re, me, do, do," do you? What do you sing? "Oh, how I love Jesus." Now, wasn't that easy? And you know what? When I claim my victory, when I enjoy my exploits, when I have my happiness, when I jump up and down and shout, and I do all the things that I do, I'm not necessarily thinking about all the things that are causing it to happen, but it's happening.
Hallelujah.
You don't have to figure out all the technical things about what makes it all work from one God forward. Just let it work.
Come on.
Just let it work. We so freely sing, "What a mighty God we serve." Not one of us thinks about so, me, do, re, so. Whoever thought of that when you sung that song? But if it wasn't for that, you wouldn't have "What a Mighty God We Serve" as a song. Hallelujah. Thank God we don't have to figure out all the technicalities, but it's all based on something. And we can just enjoy God created the heaven and the earth. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, and I heard a voice from heaven saying, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first, the last, that which was and is to come, the Almighty." And we rejoice about it. I don't know how He does it, but I know it's real. I know it's real. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Let's raise our hands and praise our one God today. Let's praise our one God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Hallelujah. Almost everybody today that gets baptized in Jesus' name has to do it with family members turning against them, with churches kicking them out, with community people looking down on them, with people thinking they've gone off the deep end. Almost everybody that denies the triune existence of three persons, co-equal, co-existence, co-eternal, is thought of as a heretic, is thought of as a cult, and they judge you and they brand you and they do everything based on what everybody's supposed to believe according to them. But I want to tell you something. It's worth the price. it's worth it to cut yourself loose from that which is being built upon the sand and dig down deep. Get into the Word of God and learn about this true foundation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Get into the Word. Get into the rock. Get into the solid, firm power that will hold you together. Then when old Slewfoot comes and says, you can't make it, and huffs and puffs and goes, you know how you are. You know how you think. You know how you've always been. You don't have to have anybody else accusing you. You just find a silent moment when you can relax and think a while. Oh, I'm so dirty. I'm so no good. I'm so unworthy. And next thing you know, we're on our face. Oh, God, I'm such a sinner. Really? What happened to your baptism? You know what? Once you're baptized in Jesus' name, you've got a foundation. And I don't care what goes wrong, you still can build again. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's a continuing baptism. You don't have to go back to the water every time you mess up. But go back to what you received when you were in the water. The name of Jesus for the remission of sins. So I sin. Now what do I do? Enjoy your baptism in Jesus' name. That's a lot better than, oh God. You know, after a while, after you hurt yourself, after you cut yourself, after you've hit your thumb with a hammer, after you have fallen off the building, after you stepped in a pothole and hurt your ankle, after you've cried, shed a few tears, and you've groaned and agonized, there comes a time when you get up. The building's still there. The foundation is still what it was. Oh, there's been some pain. There's been some heartache. There's been some frustration. But it's time to go back to work on the building. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Time to get back to knowing He is still Lord. He's still my God. He's still the answer. And He said He will never leave me. He said He will never forsake me. He said that He would help me through my struggles. He said I could ask of Him and receive. I could seek and find. I could knock and He would open the door. He would invite me in. He said I could come boldly to the throne. He is my King. He is my Savior. He is my Lord. You start thinking on these things, as Sister Carolyn so beautifully said in her testimony today, think on the good things. If there be anything that's pure, anything that's good, anything that's noble, anything that's mighty, think on these things. Get over your pity party and rejoice in the knowledge that Jesus Christ really is Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.